It's episode 4 of the Club Penguin Podcast. Welcome to the Club Penguin Podcast. This festival of snow has been really nice.
Yeah, ice sculptures everywhere in town and lots of new free items and new music. Let's review the party and tell what our favorite things about it was. Wow, this has really been a great festival. What do you think about it, Peter?
Well, personally to me, I loved all the sculptures going around. Also, my favorite sculpture was the one of the DJ.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's in the dock. My favorite is, you wouldn't actually expect this place to be part of a party, but it's in the dojo. It's a whole really, really tall statue of a lot of penguins dancing, doing stuff.
Yeah, I really liked the iceberg because they had a bunch of stuff on the party.
Yeah, there are three places that you really wouldn't expect to be part of a party. The iceberg was one of them. That's never been part of a party. The mining shack and the dojo. Those are the three places that they really went all out on.
Yeah, I really liked on the iceberg, probably for my second place choice, was the one where the guy's fishing. Also, if you want to know where the brand new pin came out today, it's on the iceberg, and it's a small little ice cube in the lower right-hand corner.
I'm surprised they didn't do anything for Valentine's Day. Usually they have, like, a heart pin or something like that.
Yeah, for Christmas, they had a Christmas tree.
Why wouldn't they do a heart one for Valentine's Day? Oh, well, this festival has had two new free items. A cap, it's sort of like an ice crown, and a sweater that has a snowflake on it.
Yeah, they're gonna go away February 19th. So if you wanna get the snow hat, it's at the plaza. And if the shirt, there's a whole bucket of them on top of the mountain. Just a nice little addition to this party was all the little foods around. There was like stuff like snow cones and even some coffee at the dock.
And pizza in the snow forts. Also, inside the lighthouse, there are ice sculptures. That's another place where you wouldn't expect that have ice sculptures. They removed the fan from the attic and put it in the lighthouse, and all the snow was used to make the ice sculptures. So it's back to normally in the attic. Stick around to the end of the show where we're going to tell you a glitch, how you can move furniture in anyone's igloo, and we're going to announce the winners of the motto contest.
It's been another Fantastic Freddy, and there was...
Well, there's three new things coming out. There's the Igloo Furniture Catalog, which wasn't that good. It just had a sort of medieval look, maybe three, four new items, and it lost a lot of items from last catalog, and we can't find any hidden items in it.
Yeah, one hidden item I really want to find out where is the big screen TV.
Yeah, if you know where any of the hidden items are in any of the new catalogs, please email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com and we'll be able to tell one. One hidden item that was really good was in the new clothing catalog. This had so many new clothes, and the hottest new item, Peter, was the gold Viking helmet. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm really happy because I have the red and blue one, but I really wanted a new type of one, and they came out with a gold one. Actually, just to tell you, it's kind of a yellowish one.
Yeah, and exactly about 10 people emailed us telling us where it was. So thanks if you emailed us in that tip. Also, all right, the gold helmet is...
It's actually in the clothing catalog where the star necklace is. If you know where the star necklace is, you'll know. If you click every single star, they will all turn dark, and in the very middle of the necklace, a red Viking helmet will come up.
Well, you keep clicking that, and it's either in a different place every time on it, or you just have to keep clicking it.
Actually, you keep on clicking it, and a new window comes up. After that window comes up, you close it three more times, and the blue one will come up. After the blue Viking helmet comes up, finally, you click the tiara, which is on the same page, to the left in the left-hand corner, and you'll get the yellow Viking helmet. But just to tell you, it's 1,500 coins.
Yeah, it's a really expensive Viking helmet. And another really cool item was a new electric guitar. You like that one, Peter?
Yeah, I like to wear it with the night vision goggles. It's got the same colors of that, like, night vision green and the nice dark black.
Let's talk about another catalog that came out on Friday, the Igloo catalog. A new Igloo came out. What do you think about this Igloo, Peter?
Well, it's a pretty spacious one. It has a lot of wall space. It's pretty much like the exact same thing as the gym, for the space at least, but it's got a nice effect. But for some reason to me, it looks like it has no roof, so it's not homey enough for me.
Yeah, it's a mansion and it's castle-like. It's a pretty cool igloo. It's cool if you've got hundreds of LCDs and you just want to put them on the wall. Peter and I don't have a ton of wall stuff. Well, we do, but we like floor space, so we stick with our good old double splits. Also, in this igloo catalog, they removed a lot of the igloos. The two igloos that they removed in this catalog were the bamboo hut and the snow globe. I was really surprised that they removed the snow globe so soon after they introduced it. I guess a lot of people didn't buy it. I didn't really like these two igloos, but I'll be missing them.
Also, if you want to find the secret stone mini igloo, it's in the door of the log cabin. The secret stone deluxe igloo is on the on the smokestack of the pink deluxe igloo, just to tell you.
It's still around, luckily. It's a good thing they really didn't get rid of it. This was one of my favorite igloos. Guess who came back but left really soon? Rockhopper.
Yeah, I was happy that he came back. It looked like, just like Amelia and I predictions, that he got stuck in a storm. But he had some nice stuff. But one thing I was not very happy with was that he only had, for a clothing, he had the wristwatch, the gold wristwatch, that was nice, but like a cook dress for a lady. I didn't like that.
It looked like a Viking dress, but it really wasn't anything that us boys could take advantage of, but the furniture was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did like the flamingo.
I lined my beginning of my house. If you want to ever meet up sometime, you can see my house. It's pretty sweet with all these flamingos. So I've got about 10 in there or something.
Yeah, I only bought one because I only had 200 coins when he first came. And so then I got like 2,000, so I was going to buy something like 10 flamingos. And I went back, but he was gone. So he got repaired pretty quickly and then just took off again.
But one of the free items was the belt, which actually is a nice, which is actually one of my favorite non-member items.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly like all party, like the cap. The red cap sort of looked like the red beanie that was given out, so you really can't tell the difference. And the one before that was a pirate patch. That was pretty natural. But I do like this belt. You can really wear it with a lot of stuff. Well, there's going to be a new edition of Club Penguin, a clock.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be in the plaza or something, and G's making it. But already in your igloo, if you remember, you can buy different types of clocks.
And there is a really nice clock in the ski lounge. That cuckoo clock actually tells the real time.
Yes, if you look at it, it's in the ski lounge, like Emilio said, where you can play Connect Four down there. We were playing, and we just saw this little thing go off, and it was a cuckoo clock. It said 12:30 on it, and that was the correct time.
And it goes off every half an hour, so you can just stick in there and look around. It's actually pretty cool, but it happens really fast. If you have any other ideas where the clock may be put, Peter and I are thinking in that empty place in the center of the plaza. That'd be a great place for a clock tower, but if you have any other places that you think actually may be good for a clock, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. Another wacky gadget from G is pizza making machine. That really doesn't make sense for the pizza parlor.
Yeah, the problem is, but like, we don't even, Club Penguins don't even eat food, so what's the point of this?
Well, it may be a cool little addition to the pizza parlor, but I really don't think it's necessary. There's just a furnace there, and now penguins won't be able to enjoy actually flipping the pizza themselves. They're just gonna be a pizza machine there.
Now the Festival of Snow is gone, I wonder where the fan is and all those little ice sculptures.
Yeah, it's said that the ice sculptures was made out of the abundance of snow in the attic, and then the fan was placed inside the lighthouse to keep some ice sculptures alive, but now it's gone? Did it go back to G? What happened to it? If you do see it around Club Penguin, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you think. Well, we have a treat for you today, an interview with one of Peter and I's friends.
Yeah, he's going to talk about all his items since February of last year.
Yeah, he's been a long age-old Penguin player. He isn't a member, but he has all the pins from February of last year and all the items. His Club Penguin name is Sup I Rock, and he does have his own podcast. It's called Kids Book Reviews. He reviews kids' books and says them out to the public. His podcast is out on iTunes, and I've actually gotten some really good book names from his podcast. So here's an interview with Sup I Rock telling us what he has from February of last year. Please excuse the audio quality, for I couldn't record this on my laptop. I had to record it on a handheld recorder. So if you actually like these interviews, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com to tell us that we should actually continue these in our next three shows. We do have three interviews prepared for the next three shows. So if you like them, we will continue them. So here is Sup I Rock telling us about all his really old and sweet items.
So I'm here with my friend Logan Carmody, a Club Penguin user. How long have you been a player of Club Penguin?
I would say about 60, since February of last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you must have a ton of items.
Yeah, I am not a member, but I have picked up on almost everything that the free items.
And I suppose you have all the pins, too.
Yeah, I have, I think, all of the pins up until... I don't think I have the last year's February pins because they...
That didn't join.
Yeah, and I had...
Well, what is the oldest pin that you have?
I would say that the oldest pin that I have is probably a Valentine's Day pin from last year.
That seems good enough. Yeah, and what is your favorite free item?
I would have to say the propeller beanie, because you are able to fly with it.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I missed out on getting that. I joined, I think, in April or sometime then, so I wasn't able to get the St. Patrick's Day hat. You have all those?
Yes.
Also, what do you think about free clothing items?
Well, they in Club Penguin, they give out so many that it's almost like that I can dress up and look like a member.
So you can wear almost anything old and people think you're a member because they don't know it's been free.
Uh-huh.
What do you think would be a good new addition to Club Penguin?
I think that a good new addition for Club Penguin is igloo.
Items? Free items?
Yeah, igloo free items for non-members, so then we would be able to make our house look
decent.
Yeah, and unique, because right now all the non-members have very bland houses.
Yeah, that's pretty much the traditional look. You just go to one of your friends' houses that's a non-member's and it's just a boring igloo. So I think free items for igloos would actually be good. What is your favorite dance in all the free items?
I would have to say that the swimming dance is my favorite one, just because since we live by the ocean, it's one of my favorite things to do, just to go swimming in.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool item. Thanks for coming on the show, Logan. I hear that you have a podcast. What's that called?
Yeah, I do have a podcast. It's now on iTunes. It's called Kids Book Reviews, and I review popular books written by famous authors.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the show, and we hope to have you on soon.
Okay, thank you.
Hope you enjoyed that little bit. Well, here are some cheats to make your Club Penguin life more fun and more enjoyable. Here's the first cheat. This is a cheat to move any piece of furniture around in anyone's igloo. Alright, it's a pretty basic cheat. The only requirements are to be a secret agent. So, the way you do this cheat is first you go into your igloo and you press the edit tape. So then you open up your player card and you click on your spy cell phone and go to Secret Agent Headquarters. And then you can go to anyone's igloo, and the edit tape won't be there, but you'll actually still be able to pick up furniture and move it around. The only downside of this cheat is when you go back to this igloo, everything is back to the way it was before you moved stuff. So it doesn't remember your stuff, but it's pretty cool just to be able to move stuff around. Also, you can freak out your friends by taking a screenshot. On a Mac, you do it Apple Shift 4 and select the area. You can take a screenshot and then print it out and say, like, this is how I think your igloo should look. It really freaks them out, and it's a fun, cool little cheat. For those of you really popular penguins, this cheat will come in handy. You can get 105 buddies. Not much more, but it's still pretty cool to have 105 buddies. Alright, for you to have 105 buddies, you'll need to have 99 buddies or left. Click all the people you want to be friends with and wait 1 to 3 minutes for them to say yes. Go to your mail thingy and click OK to accept all friends' requests. Now you will have more than 100 buddies. This is a pretty cool cheat for anyone who has a lot of friends. And, well, you can just boast you have more than 100 friends. And here's the moment you've all been waiting for. We're going to announce the contest winners. Yes, there have been 2 winners of the contest. One isn't really a motto, it's sort of saying something at the end of the show, which is, until then, waddle on. The winner of this was someone called History Bob. He got to meet us on Club Penguin, and, well, we had a pretty fun time. He came up with a great motto, and not exactly a motto, but it's a great thing to say at the end of the show. Sorry to all you guys who emailed us after January 31st, but we couldn't take any more mottos after that. Peter and I decide on the 31st for the motto winner.
Here's Ice Cold News and Pinglish's Tips. That's the motto that won from Junie FC.
And it was a really good motto at that. We had tons of people sending in the mottos, and we had to only choose one. Sorry to anyone who tried to get in a motto, but you did well. We got lots of great mottos.
And also, maybe later we'll have other contests for our shows.
Right now, we're going to be saying listener feedback that we've gotten throughout the last 2 weeks. We've had a really big pile of feedback in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and if you feedback and email us consistently, we'll become your friend and you can meet us on Club Penguin.
Well, a good listener feedback that we got was from one person called One Fine Guy. He told us about the ninja mask, and Peter and I thought you could only get the ninja mask, we were told, when you were older than 310 days. But he said you can get it anytime you want, but it seems like a very troublesome way to get a piece of clothing. You gotta keep clicking the green puffle for a half an hour.
Yeah, it's kind of hard though, because if you keep on clicking the green puffle, your player, your penguin, will just go there and you'll start clicking your penguin.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how you do it. Maybe One Fine Guy, you could email us back how you could do that. But it does seem like a cool clothing item. Here's another great listener feedback from Chirpy123ABC.
Yeah, it's one of the best ones we've got so far. It's amazing to think, but it's exactly true. We even have proof from a screenshot. We'll show it to you. Well, if you want to know how to play Jetpack really well, just ask him. It's amazing, but if you don't get one coin on the whole thing, not one coin, then you get it awarded
1,000 coins. This is amazing. You could never get 1,000 coins in one game before. So it is really hard. I've tried it before, and it's hard not to get a coin. That seems hard to believe, but it is hard.
Well, but I was wondering, Chirpy, if you had just got like 1 or 2 or 4, like 3 coins, at least under 10 coins, would the cheat still work? Because I'm not sure. Cause that sounds really hard.
I don't think it's exactly a cheat. It's just part of a game. Also, since this is an enhanced podcast, right now it's showing in the album art the screenshot. Here's some rumors. Pete thought up this rumor. Well, it's a reoccurring rumor, and it's from the first show.
Yeah, we were always thinking that since they came out with Thin Ice and there's Astro Bear, just like in the first show we told you about, there is a space between the two games.
And it's a perfect space, just big enough for another arcade game. Perfect height, perfect size, and it could just stare out right at you. However, yeah, another fact to back this rumor up is that a new game hasn't been released in a long, long time. Now, another rumor is, could you actually go inside the clock? Well, this clock seems like it could be big by G's sketches in the paper, and, well, it wouldn't be too bad if you could actually go in it. And what is this clock going to run off? Is there going to be, like, a big Club Penguin time that just stays with Club Penguin? Or is it going to be synced up to what your computer's time says? I know the scoreboards and everywhere else says that, everywhere else that has a clock syncs with your computer's time. What do you think it's going to be, Peter? Do you think it's just going to be a big Club Penguin time? Or do you think it's going to sync with your computer?
Well, I think the Club Penguin headquarters in real life is in Pennsylvania, so I think it will have Eastern time.
Well, I don't know about that. If it does have just a big Club Penguin time, would that mean there'd be night coming into Club Penguin? That would be really cool if it would switch from day to night.
Yeah, if you think about regular science, it should be all night right now. But yeah, in the Halloween party, it was night all the time after the solar eclipse. But I hope there is some night in Club Penguin. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, well, night could happen and maybe sunset because a lot of penguins think that backgrounds can't move. But since it is a flash background, like the cuckoo clock moves, a lot of backgrounds move. Like the night lights in the sky during the Halloween party, I think it was, or the fireworks. So the backgrounds can move if it is a flash background, which is what Club Penguin is built in. So could this actually mean that it could switch from day to night? I don't know. And also now that backgrounds can move, that also brings up the topic of, well, if backgrounds can move, you can tip the iceberg because that's a background.
Yep.
So we'll see. There's plenty of videos on YouTube and Google Video just talking about if you could tip the iceberg or not. I don't really believe if you can or you can't. I just gotta see it with my own two eyes to believe anything. Here's four quick hidden items. Hidden item number one is the only 50 coin newspaper hat, and it is hidden on the flap of the backpack. Hidden item number two, this is the night goggles, the night vision goggles. That is on one of the snowshoes in the clothing catalog. I really think they should have kept this exclusive to Secret Agents, but I guess they put it out for everyone to see it. Hidden item number three is the big screen TV. That is, you have to go into the electronic section of the furniture catalog and click on the tape player in the stereo. And hidden item number four is the King's Throne, which is a pretty cool item. It gets shown on the cover, but you can't find it in the catalog. So it's hidden in the word throne in the Princess Throne, which is on the opposing page where you find the new items. Hope you can actually use these items quite well, and they're very fun items. I know I'm going to go out and buy some. Let's close down the show with some Club Penguin music. Hope you enjoyed yourself in this show, and remember, our email is clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. Choose one. Sorry, Tanny.